Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. This is Stevie Aisha Mills, and you know, if you're hearing my voice, we are just in the beginning of the month. You know, I always come to you on the first and the second days of each Monday and Tuesday of each month. So the first week we are here this week, I have a lovely guest with me. She is just phenomenal. I can't wait to introduce you to my friend. And tomorrow we'll have another lovely guest. So I'll tell you some more about that at the end of the show. But I have got to get y'all on this topic. Oh, my goodness. When she told me what she was going to be speaking about tonight, I knew that everyone here would want to get a pen, a paper, a recording, something y'all would want to hear. So I am not going to make too many announcements, but I do want to let you know that PWE is an organization that is for the purpose, vision, and plan of women. We are taking new strides, and our founders are Trinita Williams and Tashant Rhodes, both out of the Atlanta area. So you definitely want to connect with PWE. You definitely want to be part of the mission. There are so many different ways that you can connect. The first one to connect with us here on PWE Empowerment Radio is to simply go to our Facebook page. Hopefully all of you are liking it. It is PWE Empowerment Radio. And also, you can visit professionalwomenentrepreneurs.org, and you can find out all about how Professional Women Entrepreneurs is a collaboration of like-minded women who are breaking barriers and setting new heights. So definitely want to also let you know that they are still looking for authors. Yes, it is such an important thing to be an author. And they are doing a collaboration book, PWE is, and you will not only have a chance to be in the book, but you will also be able to be part of all the marketing, of course, and you'll be able to truly just be someone who is on PWE Empowerment Radio. You're able to get marketed as far as just the red carpet event. Actually, you know, PWE is pink, so the pink carpet event. And what you need to do is to truly go to PWE Empowerment Radio. I'm going to post the link there. And just let you know, the book is called Confessions of a Boss Lady, Turning Your Passion into a Lifestyle. Yes, how fabulous is that? And so there are so many women out there who have a business inside of them, but they're scared and just don't know where to start. Some of the obstacles that you faced when you started your business and how did you overcome them is something the readers of this book will want to know. And then they also want to know, what advice do you have for an aspiring entrepreneur? And how did you turn your passion into a lifestyle? So for those of you, again, go to PWE Empowerment Radio. And I will definitely go to the event page as well. I'm sorry, the fan page as well. And I'll put some information on there about this book because I want all of you to be featured. It is something significant to be a featured author. But like I promised you, I'm going to introduce you to someone fabulous, guys. She is absolutely amazing. I actually have her information in front of me, but I want to tell you that for just someone who is personally my friend, Amber is so amazing, y'all. I met her just a few short months ago in the capital of my state. Y'all know I'm from North Carolina, and I met her in Raleigh, and she is so beautiful inside and out. I walked in the room, and I was like, who is this young lady? I've got to meet her. And I told her I was going to listen to her presentation. I'm so glad I did. I've learned so much from Amber about how to connect with just women who are millennials. I didn't even really know what a millennial was before I met her. And now I've seen Amber grow into just more and more and more and more. She inspires me. And I'm not going to tell her professional bio because I did tell her that we put it on PWE Empowerment Radio. And I just want to have her speak, because as you begin to listen to her, you'll find out what she has done professionally, and you'll find out something amazing. Y'all, she told me she took her company from beginning $25 and she sold it for a 000,000 check that she's going to tell you all about. So definitely want to welcome Amber to the line. Amber, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So tell us just a little bit about yourself, and then the call is yours. So whatever you want to share tonight, but this topic, y'all, is so amazing. So go ahead, Amber. We are excited to hear from you.
Thank you. So my name is Amber Vivas DB, and I started out my career in corporate America. I spent 10 years as a corporate executive, and I was noticing that as the youngest corporate executive and the only female and the only minority, that there was a bit of disconnect between what the executive thought that their employees should be doing and what employees thought that the executive should be doing. So I walked away from my job to build the Aziza Group, which focused on helping corporations and millennials, which is anyone who's born between 1981 and 2001, to be able to connect with each other. I kind of worked as the translator to help them understand each other. And I built that business, as Stevie said. I started out with $25 in the bank when I said I was going to do it, because I had a very disposable income and I was very disposing of it. I didn't have a huge savings, determined that I was going to make it work. And so with that, I decided to focus on corporations and to focus on individual coaching for employees on the professional side. I spent a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, making the business launch. And I was able to really build a successful business by creating a successful following and by being able to really connect with my audience. And after about 2.5 years of being in business, a very large organization, privately held firm, came to me and said they wanted to purchase the Aziza Group. The first two times, I said no. But the third time, I said, you know what? Okay, this is right. This is a good number. This is what I feel comfortable with. And I went ahead and sold it. So I actually, the sale was official as of April. So this is very new for me to say that, you know, I have sold my first business before the age of 30. And now I'm in the process of building a new business that helps other entrepreneurs to launch their companies for very little and to see massive amounts of success. So what I wanted to talk to everyone about today is a topic that when Stevie said, hey, do you want to talk to the audience? I said, yeah, I do. But I couldn't really figure out what I wanted to talk about. And so I decided that I was going to talk to you ladies today about how to launch a business in less than 90 days and with less than $500. So that is the topic for today. So Stevie, you want me to just go ahead and jump right in?
Yes. Yeah, tell them one more time. Because they're like, what? I know I was, too, when we talked earlier. I'm so excited about this topic because I was like you. You know, I didn't have a lot of money when I started. I quit my job. The next thing I knew I needed to start some type of business. I had never gone to business school. So this is perfect for so many people who are just, they're lost in the sauce. They know they don't want to be where they are, but they don't know how to get where they need to get. So, yes, ma'am, please do start.
Absolutely. So these are really the five basic steps that I use and that I use with my clients to help them launch their businesses and to see a massive amount of success without really breaking your bank. Because when you decide to become an entrepreneur, it's not really one of those things where you're saying, I've got all the money in the world, let me make more. Usually it's coming from a place of, I don't want to work for anyone else. I want to work for myself. I want to make an impact in other people's lives, but I am not working with a Donald. I had to learn to be really resourceful. So I'm like the MacGyver of the entrepreneur world. I am all about being resourceful. I'm kind of the go-to for all of my entrepreneur friends of how do I do this and do this on the cheap. So out of these five steps, I hope you guys get lots of resources. I'm going to give you guys websites and tools and resources that you can use that you can start using tonight if you want to. So the first step to launching your business in under 90 days and with less than $500 is understand your market and your competitors. So understanding your market is so important. When I launched the Aziza Group, I did it blindly. I was like, this is what I want to build, and I'm going to build it. And when I launched, I didn't realize that there was actually someone who was doing exactly what I was doing. I had no idea. She had a really great and strong marketing plan, which I'll talk about a little bit later. And I didn't. I just started it and said, you know, hoot-de-doy, we're going to make it work. And so really understanding my competitors and understanding who else was out there helped me fine-tune what it was that I wanted to do and fine-tune who my ideal client was. So everyone, when you're building your business, you have a client in mind. You have certain types of person that you want to purchase your services, to buy your product. You have that person in mind. You need to build your business with that specific person in mind. So this is actually a concept that Marie Forleo came up with, and it is actually called the ideal client avatar. So you need to determine who are you talking to, because if you're talking to everybody, if you're selling your stuff and flinging your ish to everyone, then you're talking to nobody. You have to be specific. You have to determine, who am I talking to? Are they between the ages of 24 and 26? They're single mom. They live in the Midwest. They struggle with being able to launch their business off the ground, or they struggle with being able to market their business or find their voice or to write a book. Be as specific as possible when you're trying to understand who your market is and what they want. You have to do that. Now, when you're doing that and you're doing the research, it can be time-consuming. It can be really tedious, frustrating at times, because sometimes you don't even really know what you're looking for until you find it. So that's why this resource actually comes in handy that I'm getting ready to tell you. So it's a website called Odesk, so O-D-E-S-K.com. Odesk allows you to hire virtual assistants online. So these are people who are tried and tested, and they are amazing, and they are just research fanatics. They know their stuff. They are great. And you can find some of them for as low as $6 an hour. And you can do like an hour a week and say, I'm going to pay you $12 for you to look for 2 hours to research the market that I want to go in. And they know what they're doing, so they know where they're looking. And it's through a certified website. If the services aren't what you like, then they will give you your money back. But this is a really great resource for me, because I use it to this day for small projects that may be too small for me to give to my team members now that I have a team, but are too big for me to not actually do that. So I'll go on to Odesk.com, and I'll hire a virtual assistant and have her work on it. And we have one that we actually use all the time. We ask for her every single time. And she will work on it. She will research it. She does it quick that we need. You can use them for many resources in terms of research. You can use them to create a social media campaign. You can use them to do sales calls. They're fantastic. So Odesk.com is a really great tool to use, especially when you're starting up, because it helps, but it's inexpensive help. The second step to building your business in under 90 days and with less than $500 is you need to create a strong web presence, and I mean strong. So when people hear web presence, they often think, oh, I just need social media. No, boo-boo. You need a web presence. You need to be able to have someone Google you and Google your name, and you come up with just pages and pages of information and pages of facts about you and testimonies about you. And those aren't things that are just going to pop up on the internet. Those are things that you have to strategically plan, and you have to really make sure that people are aware of who you are. So I have a client who just crossed the $1 million mark in her business, and her fiscal year starts from June to June. So she just crossed the $1 million mark, and she doesn't have an actual website. All she has is a landing page, and the landing page is just a page that you type in the website. It pops up a page, and it says, hey, join my mailing list, and you type in your information, and then she sends out emails twice a week. From sending out emails twice a week, she's been able to cross that $1 million mark. having a web presence is so important. Having people be able to put your name in and be able to find you is incredibly important. And you can do that actually relatively for on the cheap. There are websites such as Presto.com, P-R-E-S-S-T-O.com, and they offer custom-built websites for $35 a month. Squarespace is another one, custom-built website. You can build your own website and make it look beautiful for about $30 a month. To purchase a domain name, if you go to Google Domains, because Google now sells domain names, if you go there, they sell domain names for as little as $8 a month. I mean, I purchased every domain name. When I started these, every domain name that I could think of, I purchased the Aziza Group, I purchased the AG.com, I purchased the AG Sucks, the Aziza Group Sucks, because you never know. The bigger you get, the more haters you get. I purchased my name. Ladies, if you don't own your name domain, then you need to go out and buy it now. You have to own your name domain, because the last thing you want is for somebody else to buy it, and then when you're big and huge like Oprah, you got to go and fight somebody for your name domain. So being able to create even just a one- or two-page website, make sure it's beautifully designed, make sure it looks nice, you can do that for about $30 a month, and have a nice web presence. Another thing you want to be mindful of when you're building your web presence is, and we'll talk about social media web presence later, but we're talking about specifically like a web page now, is to go online to Google and make sure that your app or your website is mobile friendly. Because Google has started a thing recently that they are actually kind of punishing websites who aren't mobile friendly. So if your site isn't mobile-friendly, it doesn't convert well when people are looking at it on their smartphones, it looks crazy, Google will actually push your website down in the searches. So you can go to Google.com and search, is my domain user-friendly, and then they will pop up a little box for you to type in your domain name, and they will scan it to make sure that it's mobile-friendly, and they will tell you, yes, it's mobile-friendly, or no, it's not mobile-friendly, and they can be specific. They tell you exactly what's wrong with it. So definitely check that out, ladies, because that's really, really going to help you a ton. So having that web presence is really important, being able to Google yourself. If you want to increase your web presence for relatively cheap without purchasing an SEO coach, so someone who's going to do your search engine optimization, I would recommend to do guest blogging, to ask other entrepreneurs who have blogs if they are accepting guest bloggers, and to write a post about your area of expertise. When you do that, if you do several of them, so think about it, if you do 10 guest posts for 10 different websites, that's 10 different web pages that your name will pop up on and will show your information and your brain dump into this blog that other people hadn't seen before, as well as being able to expose yourself to other audiences. So definitely check out being a guest blogger. So step three in building your business kind of on the cheap would be to create a consistent brand. Now, this is the number one business killer, in my opinion, is someone who has an inconsistent brand. People often think brand is the same thing as marketing, and it's not. It's totally different. So your branding is who your company presents itself as. It's who your clients see your company as. So with the Aziza Group, we really wanted to create a professional brand because our clients were professionals. And so we needed them to understand that, hey, we're professionals. But because the majority of our clients were also millennials, we needed to sound laid back. So I don't know if anyone's ever been in HR, but it is very difficult to sound professional and laid back at the exact same time. So I did a lot of work in terms of crafting that brand and sounding like myself. And there were a lot of tools that I used that were relatively free or very cheap that helped me in terms of building that brand visually. So one of the ways that I built the brand visually was I got a really great logo. So you can get an amazing logo by going to Fiverr.com, and it's Fiverr.com. Fiverr has an abundance of resources, talented folks who are selling their services for $5 or more. So usually $5 is like the basic black and white sketch logo. But you can pay anywhere from $5 to like $100 for a really great logo. And usually it's people who are either students who are trying out their hand at things, or you have some really great professionals that are on there as well. That just Fiverr was where I got the Visa Group logo from, their original one, because I didn't have the resources to pay a branding strategist $500 or $600 for a logo. I just didn't have the money. And so I went on Fiverr, I paid somebody $25, and it was awesome. I loved the logo. It was fantastic, and it really conveyed what I wanted, and the artist was willing to work with me in terms of understanding my vision for it. So Fiverr is a really great resource if you're looking to get a logo or really any type of design element done on the cheap. The other resource I used to help create a really consistent brand was Adobe Creative Suite. Now, when people hear Adobe, they instantly think, oh, my God, that sounds so expensive. But it's actually only $50 a month. Now, I know you're saying only $50 a month, but out of all the resources, it's actually the most expensive one that I'm going to tell you about. So the Adobe Creative Suite gives you access to Illustrator, which is how a lot of people make their videos. It gives you access to Photoshop, which is how a lot of people edit their marketing campaigns or create their branding color schemes. So it gives you access to a ton of things. Adobe Creative Suite was a lifesaver for me. It pained me sometimes to have that $50 a month hit my account, but it really did help me in terms of me bootstrapping and having to build things on my own. This was helping me create these things without having to pay someone else to do it or pay a graphic designer, and it still looked pretty decent. There were tons of YouTube videos that I watched on how to use the tool, so it made it really easy for me. The other resource that I used to help with our branding and our imaging was Canva. So Canva is CANVA.com, and Canva is 100% free, ladies. It is so great. It is a tool that when you see on social media, people have these really great graphics and they have really great, amazing posts, and you're like, oh, that picture looks so great. Oh, that looks so amazing. Their brand is so strong here. They most likely use Canva. So Canva provides templates. It tells you what the specs need to be for Facebook versus Twitter versus Pinterest versus a poster versus a business card. It tells you all of that, and that gives you design ideas. It tells you what colors are complementary and what colors are not complementary. It has free training that it provides you. Canva basically helped me build the Azita Group. It was basically what made the Azita Group the Azita Group, because all of our branding was mostly done through Canva and Adobe Creative Suite. In terms of a consistent brand, so remember I said that branding and marketing aren't the same thing. They're related, but they're not the same thing. So you have your visual brand, and that's important, but making sure that your voice matches what you want your brand to convey was really important to me as well. And so I use a website called peakuser.com, and you can search it. If it doesn't come up under Peak User, sometimes it's kind of finicky, but if you search under Google for Peak User Testing, Peak is a really great website that allows you to have someone visually and audibly essentially criticize your website. So you put in your domain name, and about 2 hours later, you will get a review of your website from someone, and it's via video. It's of their screen. It shows them going from page to page to page, and you can hear them telling you what they think about your website. This is really important because when you go in and you request a critique, you can ask them to critique something specific. So when I was using it, I wasn't really using it for the visual side of things because I was just like, you know, I don't want to worry too much about that. I was focused more so on, okay, how does it sound? Does the copy on the pages make sense? When people read it, does it sound like it's me? Does it sound like it's laid back yet professional? And so I sent our website to be reviewed probably about 20 different times. And it's totally free, and it's volunteers, so it's the average Joe. So it's perfect because it's the average person. It's not somebody who is going to try to fill in the blanks and say, oh, this must be what you were trying to say. It's going to be the average person that's going to look at it and say, yeah, I don't know what you're trying to say here. Or, yeah, that's exactly what I think you're saying. This is a really great resource, but for regardless of what resource you use, it's really important that you're building a consistent brand. Your brand is everything, and without a consistent brand, your company is going to fail. So number four is to find out where your customers are. So where are your customers hanging out? And I work with a lot of clients that have online businesses. They do coaching online or they provide services online. And it's really difficult as an online entrepreneur to determine where your customers are hanging out because you're just kind of like, okay, well, it's not like I can go to the coffee house and post up a sign and say, come buy my services. But you can. And by researching, you know, going back to our step number one, by researching where your clients are and who your ICA is, when you get to step four of determining where they're hanging out, it's actually fairly easy because you just look at what are the things and that they need, what are the places that they would hang out more. There are tons and tons of research out there. If you Google Pew Research Group, P-E-W Research Group, they have tons of data, tons of research that they have done on where different demographics hang out. Go on there, spend some time. I know I'm not giving you any resources that are super easy. I'm giving you resources that you're going to have to actually put in work for. But nothing that comes easy is worth having. I can tell you that now. So go online to Pew Research. Do some research. Dig in. See where your demographic hangs out online. And they will be specific. They will tell you the time of day that they're on there. If you're on Facebook and you have a Facebook page, go to the Facebook page, and we'll talk about social media and what to put on it. But go to your Facebook page, and they have data that will tell you. They have analytics that will tell you who's on your page, what their demographic is, what times of day they're usually on. And that will help you in fine-tuning where you want to send your message to, who you want to send your message to, and how you're going to get it to them. And then our fifth tip, our last tip on how to build your biz $100 is to leverage social media. So everyone uses Facebook. Everyone loves Facebook. But there are other social media platforms that people don't use as much that they probably could. So I utilize, when I built the Aziza Group, I utilize Twitter. I utilize Facebook. I utilize LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, Tumblr, and Pinterest. So people often ask me, one of the biggest questions I get regarding social media is, which one do I start with first? And my answer is always, which one is your customer at the most? So you have to know your customer before you can really answer that question. Which one is your customer at the most? So once you determine that, then that's the one you should start with first. And I do recommend starting with one or two first. Don't try to tackle all seven or eight or million social media platforms that are out there. In terms of what to put on your social media, be a resource. So send a survey out to your clientele or send a survey out to your network. Ask them, what do they want to know? What do they want to hear about? And then give them what they ask for. So if they say, I want to learn more about how to create graphics that work for my business and your company is a graphic design company, then give them more teaching and training about that. So you want to give your knowledge away for free so that people pay for your services. So I'll say that again. Give your knowledge away for free so that people pay for your services. So I am big on consulting people. People will call me and I will give them, you know, advice. I will email advice. I send out to my newsletter each week different tips on how to improve your business. And I'm okay with doing that because I know that in the end that's going to convert to sales. I know that in the end that's going to convert to new clients. So use social media as a platform for you to give your knowledge away for free so that people know you're out there, and then they will start to purchase your services.
That's awesome. Amber, what we're going to do is go to the if everyone called in on the phone, then we can continue talking. But Blog Talk is about to disengage all of us from the web portion, but we can definitely continue talking here, so I wanted to let you guys know that. So don't hang up. Go ahead, Amber.
Absolutely. So one more tip I want to give you about social media, actually two more tips. The first tip is be sure that you are not using your social media as your personal platform for you. So I'll say that again. Don't use social media as your personal platform for you. Social media is just like a friendship. When you connect with someone, you have to look at it as just like a live friendship. You would never call up your friend 20 times a day and say, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. They would hang up. They would block you. They would change their number. You would no longer be invited to the events on the weekend. They would just ignore you altogether. The same thing goes for your social media network. They don't want to hear you constantly saying, buy my stuff. You need to be contributing to the network and giving as much as you're asking them to give. So always follow that 80-20 rule. So 80% of your social media content should be helpful resources, tools, videos of you training things, videos of you teaching things, and 20% should be buy my stuff. So 80% giving back, 20% buy my stuff. If you do that, you'll find that you'll have a really engaged social media presence. You'll have a really engaged social media network. People will respond to you well. People won't block you. They won't send you hate mail. You will be able to have a really great relationship with people who are working, you know, and they're sitting at their social media and they're flipping through their Twitter and they're looking through their Instagram and they see all this by myself. They're going to ignore you. But if they see genuine, I'm helping you, I'm giving you free information here, they're going to be more responsive, and they may start asking you questions. They may ask, where can I find out more about this? And that gives you a sales funnel of people who can go and check out your information. The last tip regarding social media that I want to give you, and I've talked to this to Stevie about this before in a different program that I was on, which is to build an organic following. Please do not purchase your followers. It is possibly and I will say dumb. I don't like saying things are dumb. This is the dumbest thing that an entrepreneur can do and you can waste your money on. Do not spend a dime on purchasing your followers, because what happens? You purchase these followers for $5 or $10 or whatever the amount is. You get these quote-unquote followers that are now following you, but they're not engaged followers. They're not paying attention to what you're doing. They may not even be real. They are most likely robots. Followers who are bringing up your number of followers, but they're dragging down your engagement score. And as I said before, you can check out your engagement score on clout.com. Stevie and I had a whole ball of checking out our clout scores in our live chat. So you can check out your clout score, but that clout score will get lower and lower and lower if your number of followers is higher, but they're not responsive to your tips and tricks. It's pointless. It's like saying, I'm going to pay for clients. You're not going to get anything out of it. You need to make sure that you have an organic following, and having great content, giving more than you take from your network is going to build it. It will be slow. It will be steady, but I promise you it will be worth it. And don't focus on how many followers you have. The Visa Group, at our peak, we only had 700 followers on Twitter, and we only had about 450 followers on Facebook, and we were able to sell our company for multi-millions of dollars. So don't focus on how many people are following you. Focus on the quality of those people. Are those people your target demographic? Are those people really wanting to know and to get what you're saying? You'll really ensure that you're going to set yourself up for social media success. So kind of a recap of the five steps to build your business for under $500 and for under 90 days. The first is understand your market and your competitors, so know who your clients are and know who you're competing against. The second is to create a web presence. So even if it's just a landing page, remember there are million-dollar landing pages out there that really can build your business and create your list. Create a consistent brand. Use some of those free tools to make sure that visually your brand is explaining what you want to explain, and that in terms of the copy and the wording, that it's explaining who you are and what your company is about. And the fourth is to find out where your customers are hanging out. What are they doing there, and how can you get to them? And then the fifth, of course, is leveraging social media to be in your favor. So that's it. That's all I've got today.
Wow, 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 wow. People are hanging out with us there. I wasn't going to get off the phone for anything. I'm like, that's some great information. That's some great information. And so many people need it. You know, so many people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what we're going to do. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And if anyone wants to find out more information about how to build their businesses and how to really enhance their companies, we have a new program that's being launched in June that is a 30-day group training program, and it's only $500, which is huge because our programs actually start at $12,000, so this is something special that we're doing. that we're launching it at $500 a person, and it's group training, and you get tons of resources and tons of help, and we have our legal team, our graphic design team, our marketing team is all working on this together.
Awesome, 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 guys. Amber is simply amazing. She knows so much. She just gives. Like, I love what you said. I was trying to remember about giving. Say it one more time. Give me your knowledge away.
Yes. Give your knowledge away for free so that people will pay and buy your services.
Profound. And by the way, my clout score is 69 right now. We love clout. We love clout. And anyone, if, I don't know, Amber, if you have a few seconds to take a question or two if they wanted to
Absolutely.
Ask if they're hanging out with us.
Cool.
So, guys, if you have any questions, I usually don't open for questions, if you know me, if you listen, but anyone who has a question, if you want to hit, I think one, we'll get you into the queue and I'll unmute your mic. Again, if you want to ask a question, then just hit one and I'll unmute your mic. But I want to give you something extra special for hanging out with us today because, like Jay-Z says, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. So, yes. And Amber is so absolutely amazing. I am excited about just you coming by and hanging out with us. You know, you have definitely given us more than enough that we could have even asked for. So thank you again, Amber. And it looks like people are soaking up this knowledge. So they might not have any questions because you just truly came and played our state. So do you have any final words that you want to say?
Ladies, I know that sometimes it seems hard when you're building a business and you seem like you have to invest your money into tons and tons of resources. I promise you that you don't. I promise you that you can bootstrap yourself. You can grassroots it. And if anybody is trying to convince you that you're being silly for not dumping your life savings into your business, then, you know, tell them to swerve. Tell them to go away because you are doing what's right for you and your household. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is to go broke and have not be able to feed your kids because you are trying to follow your dream. You can follow your dream and still be able to provide for your family.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I want to make sure that there are no questions here. Hold on. Let me see. I don't know. Area code 347, I don't know if you have a question or not, but we are going to unmute your mic just because I see a notification here. So hold on 1 second.
Hello,
area code 347.
Hi, TV Aisha. Hey, Amber. Hey, this is actually Aisha Martin. I'm calling from my work phone.
Hey.
Yeah, I had to tune in. I wanted to. I don't have any questions, but I wanted to. I think I was at Amber's Amen Corner when she was talking about the importance of researching your market and your clients. And it's so funny, I just spoke to a client yesterday and I had to let her know that everyone is not on social media as far as your clients. Like her business is dealing with elderly and senior citizens and going over into assisted living. I'm like, they're not on social media like that. So it's not like she was trying to put her flyers on social media. And I'm like, so how is that working for you? So I think that is extremely important to research your market and find out where they are. So, but high five to both of you. Stevie, Aisha, you know I love you. Amber, you know you're awesome sauce with me all day. But I just wanted to say that little bit.
Aw, thank you.
Yes, it's so good to hear you, Aisha Martin. I was like, Lord, I don't know what this iPad means. So I don't normally open calls. So I was like, we don't
try. You know what, though? I have to give a shout-out to Aisha. So Aisha was actually just selected as the one to watch millennials that are making a difference and game-changing millennials. So high five to you yourself, girl. You are awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Although I cannot wait to meet you both.
So I'm looking
forward to the conferences next year. And I know it's going to be a ball. It's going to be a party.
Yes, certainly will.
Yes, ma'am. It's nothing like meeting this Amber Aziza chick. She is awesome. You know, I'm just saying. This girl right here is awesome. She came to North Carolina. I don't even think the state's been the same since she left. So, and you know, I'll be in Atlanta soon. I'll be in Atlanta next month, so I will definitely see you, Miss Aisha.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you so much. You are awesome. I love you. All right. So, Amber, yes, we have come. Yeah. We have, what is it, conquered. We have rocked out. And so I'm going to let you get back to your day because, you know, I know how busy you are, and I'm so glad that you came here. And tomorrow, guys, I will be joining you at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with another one of our great friends, Miss M.E. Porter. I call her Miss Marilyn, so y'all hear me say that all day tomorrow. But she'll be here with us, and she is the soul shifting, move making Marilyn E. Porter. M.E. Porter, and so I'll be right back here, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and yeah, y'all check out PWE Empowerment Radio. I've put some great things in there for you, and also you'll get to see how to connect with Amber. I'm going to put that back in there, so touch and love. Great way to start the month off, first Monday, so let's rock it out. Bye-bye.